Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for the world since he rose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going in your life, always evermore, most definitely. Welcome everyone, I appreciate all of you for listening, supporting means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of faith support you, and we know the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints up the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all ends of earth everywhere. Much love to the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born-again believers, the Holy Spirit-filled believers, the godly, renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of earth everywhere. Anybody who's reading the Bible and doing the word, God bless you. Anybody who just repented, God bless you as well. Anybody who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, most of the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family, greetings to all of you. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy. and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in the twinkle of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp in oil. Let's stand our purpose of calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statutes, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God's told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, but most definitely stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation from fear. Fear God and keep the commandments. Make sure you know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the laws, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, memorials, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart, keep the law in your mind, your inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward in your journey forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God in your life. Always help you give your life to the Messiah. Follow the way to life every single day. Forever the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. And today's message, what I love to do is go to today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out the priestly blessing. And I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son, died for the world. Says the rose up 3 days later. Amen. We touched and agree. So here we go. All right. Your nightly prayer is based on Psalm 136, verse 1. It starts off with a different scripture. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 4, devotion based on Philippians 4, Paul commands joy from prison, credibility through circumstance, and the Lord locates joy's source beyond situations, always eliminates exceptions. So important, he repeats again, I say, this isn't emotional manipulation, but spiritual discipline. Joy in the Lord transcends happenings because the Lord transcends happenings. It's not rejoicing about everything, but in him through everything. When joy's source is eternal, joy's flow is constant. Circumstances change, the Lord doesn't. Therefore, rejoice. Acts, reflection, adoration, joyful Lord, you are the constant source of transcendent joy, and you rejoicing is always possible. I worship you, joy giver. Confession. I confess, let a circumstance deal Lord-based joy at times throughout lifetime. Forgive me for that. Thanksgiving. Thank you for being joy's unchanging source. Supplication. Fill me with your joy that circumstance can't touch today. Press it forth forevermore. Amen. We touch and agree. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Psalm 136, verse 1. Prayer. Dear Lord, as I lay down to rest, I am humbled by your might and power. You created the heavens and the earth and all that dwells within. Your hands crafted the stars and wove the fabric of the universe, yet you listen to my humble prayers and care for me daily. Tonight, I thank you for your love that surpasses all understanding. Your steadfast love endures forever, and I am grateful for this gift. As I close my eyes, I rest knowing that your power is greater than any storm, the thrones of governments, and the shifting sands of culture. You are my rock, my salvation, my comfort. May I sleep in peace, encircled in your loving arms, and wake with renewed strength to bring honor to your name. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love that never fades or diminishes. May it be guiding light now forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree. Pray for your community. Prayers of anybody who is addicted to drugs or any addictions or secret sins of that nature, or just prayers for people who have issues with family or estranged family members, anything like that, that they be restored and reconciled. Amen. We touch and agree. Most definitely. Let's continue with the daily prayer based on 2 John chapter 1, verse 3. Starts off with a different quote. Peace isn't a feeling, it's a person. Jesus, the peace, the Prince of Peace, bringing strength, calm, and a sound mind. Quote, scripture of the day. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. 2 John chapter 1, verse 3. Prayer, thank you. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for the Messiah. Just thank you, God. I worship you. A spirit of truth with my whole heart. You are my joy and my passion. You are the life's breath within me. I owe my life and all I am to you. It is your grace that covers me with your unmerited faith. I have done nothing to deserve your love, but that is just who you are. love in its purest form. I am able to truly love because you first loved me. You are teaching me daily how to expand my heart with a greater capacity to love like you do. I thank you for your mercy that is quick to forgive and loves to show compassion to all those in need. If the world knew how merciful you are, they would run to you when life begins to strangle them with lies and deception. They would realize you alone have the power to relieve their misery and the guilt of their sins if they would receive your grace through Jesus Christ. It is when we have a clean conscience through the forgiveness of our sins that we have peace. Peace I give you, said Jesus, not as the world gives, I give I to you. Your peace is a deep abiding assurance that all is well because you love me in Jesus' name. Amen. We touch and agree. When the world feels unstable, when headlines stir fear and uncertainty crowds your heart, remember that Jesus saw all of this coming. He told his followers to see that you are not deceived and see that you are not troubled. Those aren't empty phrases. They are anchors of the soul. Deception, anxiety lose their grip when we stay close to his word and fill our minds with his promises. Faithfulness in turbulent times doesn't look dramatic. It looks steady. It looks like forgiveness instead of offense, prayer instead of panic, love that stays warm when others grow cold. Jesus doesn't ask us to escape the storm. He asks us to trust the one who commands it. Stay awake to his presence and anchored in his peace. Fruit of spirit, action, gratitude. Give someone a small gift or act of kindness today for evermore people. Amen. We touch and agree.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsel upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I'll bless them. Shalom. Amen. Shalom. Prayers are for all demographics, all peoples, all is everywhere. Prayers are for everybody's conditions out there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of all names. Yes, the abundant life. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of the Lamb's book of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith, the true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation. The forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the hair of all things, the high priest, the holy and true, the holy one of Israel, the holy one of Israel. Yes, the hope of his people, the hope of Israel, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha HaMashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahawashai, Elohim, Adonai, Abba, Yahweh Bashem, Jah, Yah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He's the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King. Very beautiful King. The King with multiple crowns. The King of heaven, the King of Zion. Yes, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb without spot, without blemish. The last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song, my safety, my defense, my deliverer. Yes, praise the Lord of all, most definitely, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the Sabbath, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star. The Lord is my portion, the Lord is my cup, the Lord is my rock, my salvation, my redeemer, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David. Yes, the Lord is holiness, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrected, the life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the rock of Israel, the seed of woman, the shepherd, the bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the sustainer, sufficient one,
the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source and return of salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrificed, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabboni, the manna from heaven, the bread like the bread from heaven, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one meat, stone, the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth. Amen. He's the way. Hallelujah. He is the way to the life. Praise him, the way everlasting, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counsel, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the word of Jehovah, the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Praise him most definitely. We know that his word is pure, fine, silver, fine, and furnace, clay. Seven times David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and false, the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says. And just agree, the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king, the way everlasting. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.